Good thing is I know it. That's what's really good. When you know you're nothing, you don't have to worry about it. And I already said one time, I believe it's true, it said he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Amen. Paul said, I died daily. And the reason he did that is so Christ can live in him. I'm going to turn these mics off, brothers. I'm a street preacher. Well, in a cob, I preached on the public square for 10 years. And I'm a little loud. I'm going to have to turn that off. All right. For those of you who don't know anything about Eddie Wade, you ain't missed nothing. I hope you know something about Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I knew a man never done for me what he done for me. Never a man spake like that man. I thought I was somewhat of a man until I saw myself lost and undone. Let's open our Bibles tonight. Psalms chapter number 57. Psalms chapter number 57. I'll read one verse. Really, I hate to do that, having this many people hearing the Word of God in front of me. I'll read all the way down to verse number 7. But verse number 7 is what I call our text verse tonight. And the psalmist here, this is when David fled from Saul in the cave. This is pretty much what he was praying. I guess they call the psalms a song. Here's pretty much a prayer. David said, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, and through the midst thereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. Here's our text verse. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. Father, we love you tonight. Lord, I pray more than anything, Lord, tonight that you might be exalted in our midst. Lord, that honor and glory might be given to you. Father, you not only know every need that's here tonight, you're able to meet every need. I pray you'll help us to cast our cares upon you. I pray you'll visit our hearts tonight from on high. Lord, I pray you'll have a free course tonight to do whatever seems good to you. Please help me get out of the way. Lord, I have no desire at all to draw any attention to me. I hope and pray I might in some way point people to you. Point, Lord, dear Father, to your mercy, to your grace, to your salvation. Oh, Lord, if you could help me tonight, I'd sure appreciate it. All these things we'll ask in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Let me say I've enjoyed the service tonight. And I know it's time for preaching. I just got a simple message. Just 2 points. I want to preach tonight. I found the cure. Amen. I'll tell you right now, 2 points. One of them is the problem. Amen. And the problem is sin. Amen. We got a problem with sin. And I tell you why we got a problem with sin. Amen. Because we're not preaching against sin. Amen. We're not calling sin no more. We're changing our name. So it won't be so offensive. Amen. I mean, I just change it. But Paul said that sin, that it might appear sin. Amen. I'll tell you right now, buddy, when Paris Morgan asked you all those things, is homosexuality sin? And then Joel Osteen run his finger around his coat, or around his collar, change colors. Has he squinted to sidestep and dodge that question? Does he have enough guard in him? pretty much gave us everything we need.
Yeah.
Here's what he said, little Pharisees. He said, if you not read, he said in the beginning, he made a well, Freeman, you sure be gay, man.
Right.
He said, if you not read, he made him in the beginning, male and female. Y'all love the same good nation, I will. I'll tell you right now, homosexuality is rebellion. It's rebellion against the Creator. It's rebellion against the Word of God. By saying in the Holy First Samuel that rebellion has the sin of witchcraft, amen.
That's right.
Now here's the big problem with sin. We love sin. Oh yeah, that shall be true. We love sin. Jesus said, John chapter 3, men love darkness rather than light. We love sin. Just admit it. I mean, you know, amen, but you might as well. We love sin. I'll be honest. The Bible says we love darkness rather than light, of these are evil. Then to come with new light, that's how these be reproved. I'll tell you right now, boy, that Word of God is a repertoire.
Amen.
It sure is. I remember the day it referred me. I mean, Brother Ellis, I was sitting there built the bed in church. I was still drunk on the night before. No condition whatsoever to be in the house of God. But I was there. Because the little angel boy about the size of Luke right there. Come to his drunk daddy. He said, Daddy, you go to church midday? Look, for the first time in my life, over 200-pound drunk man, age of 34 years old, for the first time in my life, I saw the real Eddie Williams. I didn't like what I saw. That was kind of a reproof in itself. I remember trying to get out of it. There wasn't no way out of it. I'll just tell you this. This way God likes it when you can't get out of it.
Right.
Little devil, I told that little boy, I said, of course, they didn't go to church. You'd be here and run down the hall. Mama, Mama, they ain't going to church me today. I'm back there, boy, having World War III with the devil. You done went down in hell. That was true. I did. I went to church, my family, that day, young lady. The first time in my life, I heard a man of God, known to God, and preached the Word of God, but he didn't hold nothing back.
Amen.
He told it like it was.
Amen.
He didn't call it great, he called it black and white. But I mean, he called it just like it was. The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 1, call up and stand up and tell my people to see it. He called me, every sin I ever died, I got mad. I said, how dare my wife tell them everything I've done? When I get home, I'm a whoop her out then. I mean it, buddy. I was drunk, about 210, 15 pounds. I didn't have no fat on me, man. She already knew I picked up before. I thought I was a real man, my boy. God had his finger on me before I got mad. I got mad at her. I got mad at that preacher. I used to have to work with this man, Brother Melvin. We used to drink together, curse together. Here he is now saved, preaching the Word of God, we're the same age. How dare he tell me I'm a sinner? I'll tell you what, sir. God got down with me. I was going to hit that man out of the way out the door. God got down with me. I didn't do nothing to him. I didn't do nothing to her. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians, God told the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I knew I was a lost man. I knew I was going to hell. I started seeking a refuge for my soul. Preaching the Word of God. Jesus said, Luke chapter 13, I believe it's verse number 31. They said, Herod seeketh thee to kill thee. He said in verse number 32, Brother James, he said, you're going to tell that fox, I do cares today, and tomorrow, and on the third day, I'll be able to make it. I found it here. Problem sin. Bible says, y'all look pretty good to me. But you see, when we stand in His presence, then we realize just how sealed and simple we are.
Right.
Bible said, all are sealed. Come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Bible said, it's done good. No, not one. Done that, it's still not one. I believe Solomon said, it's not just man upon the earth to do good and sin of God. See, we all get that problem. I think it's one of the Psalms that we come out of the womb speaking lies and start reading. Little baby starts crying. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Mama, daddy, come right in there and just laughs.
See, we learned early.
By the way, what it's worth, everybody's always talking about that age of accountability. Last verse of the book of James says to him that knoweth good, do good, do it not, to him it's sin. That's what an age of accountability is. I remember today, buddy, when I knew I was going wrong, I went ahead and did it anyway. And I became accountable to sin that day. What age is it, brother? In whatever age. When you know, you shouldn't do this. You remember Moses looked left and right. He stood there just and he knew what he was doing. And you pick up something in chair and you say, nobody ever know. God will.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
God knows.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'll tell you what age accountability is. Mm-hmm. Him that knoweth to do good, to do it not to him it's sin. Right. When you know to do good, you don't do it, I'll tell you right now, you become a sinner in the sight of the Holy God. Amen. Anybody? I'll tell you what, we've got a different problem. That's a sin problem. One thing about little children, they go straight to heaven, Mark.
Amen.
Jesus, one day his disciples trying to argue about who's going to be the greatest in heaven. The Lord thought, well, I need to straighten this mess out. He grabbed a little child and set him in the midst. That little child in the midst, he said, you boys, except you be converted, come as a little child, you'll know what I was in there. You know what a little child is, Brother James? They're humble. You see, the Bible said God resists the proud, but he exalted the humble. He said, humble yourself, therefore, in the sight of God, and you might exalt your new child. I'll tell you what, we got a problem with sin, we got a problem with pride. The first thing is listed in the list of six things God hates. By the way, if you name all seven of them, you want to read that in Proverbs chapter 6. But the first thing on that list was a prideful look. Six things the Lord had the first one on the list, a prideful look.
Right.
Oh, we got a problem with pride. I had a bumper sticker on the back of my car. I took it off. I don't know what it said, something about pride in America. I forgot. The first one on there, I realized it was that big a deal. Built on pride or something about pride of America. But anyway, after I read that verse of the Bible, I took that bumper sticker off. I didn't want to have a problem with pride, man. I'll tell you what, pride goes before destruction.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit will fall. Pride, it hardly hurts when it falls, brother. I kind of like this, keep a low profile, sitting down, humble, down, close to the ground. Remember, when it falls, don't hurt as bad, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, man, the problem is sin. I'm glad, praise God, I found the cure, amen. Oh, this world's got a problem with sin. We got a sinful appetite. It seems like, boy, I'll tell you what, we go looking for sin. And I remember some boy, they said, come on, we're going to have a good time. I said, where we going? You know where to come on. We're going to have a good time. Come in next day and you're scratching your head up there. Got a black eye, broke arm or something. Man, we had a good time. That wasn't a good time. Now, like the first drink of whiskey I ever took, it like the bump of my throat, and I said, boy, it's smooth. And why do we lie like that? Why do we do that? I'll tell you why. We got a problem with sin. One of the first things you can do with a problem with sin is acknowledge you got a sin problem. What David said in Psalm 55, he said, I acknowledge my sin. He said, I'm sinning against thee, and in my sight I'm sinning.
Amen. Yes.
That line's right up in Romans 7:10, verse number 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You don't want them to have a hard time confessing that we're a sinner.
That's right.
David didn't. But that's one of you want to know how to pray about getting saved when you saw you are. Here's a man right there, lady. Do you have to get a hold of God? God needs a man to my heart. I'll tell you what he said. He said, against thee only have I sinned. He said, I acknowledge my sin. My transgression there before me. I'll tell you right now, but if you got a problem with sin, I know what the cure is. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, bless you,
Paul. And I'll tell you what, this day and time, do I know why the world's in the condition it is? I'll tell you why. Light's getting dim in the church. I don't remember which one of these brothers made that you talking about the little sin age. We're there. Yeah. See how they want to put something aside God's word up there? Man, they got so many verses in the Bible up there. I'll tell you what, that ain't one for me. King James Bible, if you don't like that, it's okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if this is the word of God. It wouldn't even be no good to learn Greek or Hebrew. It's Greek and Hebrew and English. they've got one now, buddy. The Queen James Bible. It's supposed to be gender to the homosexual, so it won't offend them. I'll tell you what, they'll be offended when they get in hell.
Amen.
When they make that fall, it's eternal fall. And I'll tell you what, like God said about Jezebel, He said, I gave her space to repent, and went on to say, and she repented. I tell you what, the thing I said, Jezebel said, repent, repent of your sin.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The care, the Bible tells us, one name, Acts 4:12. One name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved.
Right.
It's not Muhammad. It's not Allah. It's not the Mormon way. Yesterday I was up in Indiana, and I was on this guy's house door, he wouldn't come to the door. I was getting ready to leave. And his wife came on up the door. She said, can I help you? I said, ma'am, I'm from Kentucky. I'm up here looking for some plant. I said, would you mind if I went back here and picked up some plants? She said, you need to come and ask my husband. I came in their house and he was a nice guy, Mr. Mullins. You know what he told me? He said, man, I answered the door and I thought you were Jehovah's Witness. I said, well, in one way I am. I'm a saved Jehovah's Witness.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now. I'm not trying to be one of those 144,000, 12,000, at least 12,000 years, but I'm not trying to do that. I want to be a member of that multitude, member of kindred congregation, no magic number. That's what I'd rather be. Man, 144,000, as y'all went and said, Uncle Woodrow Wilson said, I'm going to be a witness of 144,000. I said, please, which child are you? He said, who do you mean? And I read that, he said, I didn't know that was in there. I said, there's a whole bunch more in there. Tell you can believe a lie, boy. You believe a lie and you leave down. Listen, there's no other name given in heaven whereby we must be saved. You see, you must be saved. If you're not saved, you're still in sin. I told you the problem is sin. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. James chapter 1 says sin. When it's finished, it brings forth death. Ain't nothing good about sin. I don't like death. But death is a product of sin. And when sin runs it far, you'll find yourself a
corpse. That's right.
Amen.
I love going to the funeral home. The Bible says, better go to the house of mourning than in this house of peace.
Right.
The Bible said about Jesus, his man Saul was acquainted with grief. We hear as it were our faces from him, but he didn't hide his face from us. He gave his cheeks to the smiters, his back. They gave his cheeks to those who plucked off the hair of his back to the smiters. And I'll tell you what, buddy. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Heaven is no witness. I say it. You read Isaiah 10:45. God said, look unto me and be saved all this earth. He said, I am God, and beside me there is none else. And they think this is hope. Well, look, if we just happen to have a Jehovah's Witness here, not let it hit this little bit. Read that next verse. And every knee, I have sworn that every knee will bow. And every tongue shall confess which lies up to Philippians chapter number 2. And in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
I'll witness to Romans, Muslims, Jehovah's Witness, lost people. You name it, I'll witness to them. Why? It's right down here. We're His witnesses. We're around the world. And reach the world in the midst of it. We need to trim our wings and let the light shine.
Amen.
But Anthony, he leaves trash everywhere. Bill Moody was warned by man. And laid a trap down the cobblestone street and said, Lord, help someone that needs to be saved by this right. The old lady was going to his shoe shop and he saw that stuff and said, I wonder what that is. And he picked it up from the game and he opened it up and he called him a lost man and he told him how to be saved. The old lady got saved.
Yes,
we got to get witnessing. We got to turn our way and let that light shine.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what the cure is, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, who was it mentioned? I guess James mentioned this in the scripture reading earlier. That woman said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, marked Matthew chapter number 9. She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole of me. I promise you, no problem with sin, but accuse Jesus.
Amen.
What it's worth for a woman. She had an issue of blood. The Bible said she went to many physicians. Said she grew nothing better, but never worse. Said she spent all she had. Well, that's a pretty good place to be. And all the options run out, be like that thief on the cross. How many of the options you got left is Jesus? Man, he has a rebellion, and I'm fixing to die. And I tell you what, when you're out of your position to die, you can think like he did. And he turned to Jesus. And he said, Lord, remember me. When you come to your kingdom, and Jesus said, today you'll be with me.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That woman, she pressed through that crowd. She ran out of options. No more money. No more procedures for the Lord. Now, I work in a place where we package medicine. If you read your Bible, Psalm 104, you'll realize the Lord said to get the hurt and the service of man, you need medicine. Because you need physicians. Paul said, look the physician with me. She ran out. She ran out of money. She ran out of options. She suffered many things. If she just went to Jesus first, she can't imagine. If she went to Jesus first, she found a cure.
Amen.
She doesn't need this arm. The Bible said immediately she was made whole of that
body.
Now she's going to slip off. You know how we bad this are, people. We're not going to tell nobody. The Bible said God in heaven to praise his people. She's going to slip off like a good Baptist. You know, not tell nobody. Jesus just stopped. I mean, these people falling all over him. Man, they want to get close to him. Man, they want to have, I guess, a self-made with him. They didn't have cell phones back in with you, but I'll be in heaven now. But anyway, Jesus stopped. He said, he touched me. Amen. Amen. In a good Baptist, he said, Lord, the multitude from me, and thou hast and truth touched me. He said, virtue went out of me. Who touched me? And neither that woman, it said, when she saw, she was not here. That tells me, but he looked right straight at her, Brother Alice.
Right.
When he said, who touched me? I believe he looked right straight at her, didn't want to find her. And I believe he looked at her.
Right.
The Bible said, when she saw she was not here, she said, Lord, I believe. If I could just touch the hem of your garment, I'd be made whole. He said, go in peace, daughter. Your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now what the cure is. Good dose of Jesus.
Amen.
See, he's the Lord God that healeth us. He visits us with healing his wings. Matter of fact, a young man went to church this morning. I quoted a couple of verses out. One of them Proverbs chapter number 3. The other one has Proverbs chapter number 4. Both of them talking about hell. One of them said to be healthy and able. And the other said to be healthy and wet. I'll tell you right now, the Word of God is a healthy thing.
Amen.
You want health, spend some time in the Word of God. I'm 60 years old. I didn't take a big ass. I didn't know I was going to live this long. This morning, I believe I've been. Anybody here for me? But I'll tell you right now, buddy, he's the Lord God that heals us. He's also the only one that can save us. That's the greatest healing I know. I'm telling you, buddy, I was as good as dead. I'm telling you, buddy, death was on my heels. There's but a step between me and death. Hallelujah. He stretched forth his hand April 27, 1988. I found the cure. Well, I still remember the contritions going on. I won't say doubt, but wars that was going on in my mind. A man told me, Eddie, Jesus loves you. He said, Eddie, Jesus will save me if you just ask him. He gave me this illustration. Some of you have heard this many times. I'll never get tired of telling it. I'll never forget it. He said, Eddie, if your little boy come to you, and he's done something wrong. And he said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Daddy, what would you do? I said, well, I forgive him. He said, the same way with God. Y'all can't imagine the faith that gave me. Because I knew with anything, I knew no matter what my boy done, if he come to me, yeah, and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. I knew I'd forgive him. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, buddy, I called upon him, the rich mercy, I ought to call upon him. I still remember praying. I never down there that day. I never knew nothing of the Bible, nothing about praying or nothing. And still in my words, but I remember that day I knelt down and I said, dear Lord, somebody told me and His grace. He saved us from washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Don't forget those words. He saved us. He saved me. He saved me April 27, 1988. I still remember, boy. Man, that's wonderful. All my condemnation, all my guilt meet to God, amen. And the peace of God in His place. And all the fear I have, the joy unspeakable and full of glory, amen. Come upon me, and I'll be my cup run over and then some. I got up and looked in the mirror, brother, and the mirror couldn't show up. I couldn't hide it. I went to my mama there. I said, Mama, I got saved. She put a bony finger in my face. She said, when you get home, you don't have the word for that. That's what you are. I say, glory to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Man, we need to get a habit of telling what great things the Lord has done. I have some notes. I decided not to go with them. A lot of scriptures. My old feeble mind can't remember them all. But I'll tell you one thing. We got a problem, but we got a cure. All that woman said, if I could just get to Jesus, that thief on that cross said, maybe if I just ask Him, I'll tell you right now, He's never very far from any one of us. The Bible said, you'll find Him still after Him. See if He wasn't made me fail. Call on Him while He's there. I'm telling you, He's an on-hand God. He's not an able Savior. He's greater Savior from the countermost to the uttermost. He will save me.
Amen.
We try to be politically correct. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. Well, Brother Eddie, what was President Bush's vice president name? Almost said it right there. Almost said it again. Who? Dick Cheney, dogs living. Sound like you need to do some work. Hey, look, I don't care if my son, if he's gay, I'll tell you right now what I did. I'll go to heaven as an abomination inside of the Holy God.
Amen.
But Jesus said, if you're not real, in the beginning, He will be male, female. Said, you wouldn't that Bible right there? Give me your opinion versus my opinion. We all got opinions, and like our kids, the same. Amen. Paul said, what's said in the Scripture?
Right. Amen.
We don't line up the Bible. Mm-hmm. Jesus said in Isaiah, what would Jesus, the same as those lowly kind of bond book that's written to Him from cover to cover is about Jesus. But in Isaiah chapter 34, verse number 16, when I went in that house up in Indiana, I looked over and there laid two Bibles. I said, glory to God, I'm in the right place. I told that young lady, Barbara, I said, you look up Isaiah 34, 16. She said, yes, you know what it is? I'm reading that chapter right now. I said, I'm going to read it because it's a sickness. I have the book of the Lord. I agree. I'm one of these shall fail. You better read that Bible. You'll feel
great.
How is it we got so much time to face the Lord? How is it we got so much time to channel service? How is it we got so much time to yak on our cell phones and no time for the Word of God?
That's right.
Right. Amen.
I believe it was Hosea. Ravens. His home, Hosea chapter 7. Said, my people are destroyed. Lack of knowledge. There's a whole lot in that Bible we need to know. Job chapter 37, verse number 6, says He sealeth up the hand of every man. And all men everywhere, we know His handiwork, every hand that's looking Him right in the face of God and His Creator. Somebody knows He's got to get around that. That fingerprint, the FBI know all about it, they'll track you back. And it's like the snowflake, every one of them's different. We had a magnifying glass here, now we can turn my fingerprint, this brother may be different. Well, God said He still above the hand of every man. And all men everywhere we know His handiwork. Boy, that's nothing less than the doorstep of our Creator that is upon our hand. Amen. Well, my wife one day, you know how wives are, the Bible says, well, with my according to knowledge, I need that book. Y'all find it, please call me. Tell me where it's at. My wife one day, she said, I ain't like you, I don't see it. She goes to Holiness Church, and I do believe we ought to try. Live a righteous God that's holding this present world. I'll tell you one thing. All that I know that was holy was Jesus Christ. And I'm glad, praise God, he put some of that on me when I got saved. But she said, I ain't like you, I don't sin. I said, young lady, you need to read your Bible. Because the Bible said in 1 John 7 1, if we say we have no sin, we see God's heaven and the truth's not in us. And I pray right now, make him alive. That problem with sin, it ain't going to go away. There's only one way that problem with sin is going to go away. You've got to bring it to Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, brother Eddie, I'd be ashamed to do that. Well, he said, if you're ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of you. Oh, you will. If you have white on judgment, you will. Because he said that great white on judgment, I saw him set up on the throne, his face in heaven, every little way, there's nothing to place with him. I saw the books were open, and then smile stood before God, and I tell you right now, they were judged on those things, but those books, you don't miss what you're saying. You're saying, sin will find you out, what you're saying. You better do something with it. See what I didn't mind for that was I didn't mind Jesus and what I didn't have.
Amen.
He promised not only did he forgive us our sin, but he also promised to put them away. He said, cast them in the depths of the sea, never remember no more against us. Hallelujah! Glory to God! That ought to make us all shout. I'll tell you right now, I don't want you to know my sin. I don't want to know your sin. And listen, if you get up there and testify and tell yourself you're a fool, I'll tell you right now, all you'll tell your sins to is Jesus. And if you come to him, he won't post them on Facebook. He won't put them out there for the world to know. He'll tell you an island under the blood of Jesus. Never remember no more against you, amen. My wife, she said, I ain't like you. I don't see him. Just a lot of people thinking like that. The Bible said, if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As a matter of fact, he said in the next chapter, chapter 2, my little children, I would if you sin not, but if you do, praise God, we got an advocate with the Father. Amen. Good lawyer, our Savior. God never has ever condoned sin. I don't know about you. I'm like old Paul. Only one I can boast in is my Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, God forbid us your glory, saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Found it here. You know, I hear people, they're diagnosed with cancer, it's bad. Stage 4, it's bad. But if it is bad, it's health issues. It's the greatest problem that I've been cured in.
Amen.
You see, cancer is one thing. Sin is another thing. Sin has been intended to bring its full force. The way it's finished, but it not only brings forth death. Hebrews 9:27 says, that's if the point of a man wants to die, death will come to all of us. They don't stop there. Said after that, the judgment. That means you're going to stand guilty before God. Matter of fact, Romans said the whole world may become guilty before God. Romans chapter 3. I'm trying to cut this in and blow me off. Hey, Jackson, they asked him one time. He cut his message a little short. He said, my preacher's kind of like good baloney. He said, you cut off both ends and still good. I'll tell you right now, the cure of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, come to this world to seek and save those which are lost. Paul said, of the truth, Christ Jesus, come to this world to save sinners. Of whom I cheat. I'll tell you right now, the cure of Jesus Christ. If he comes from other way, you'll be a thief and a robber.
Amen.
I talked to a Muslim that day, Sister Anita. I told him, I said, brother, I got good news. He said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, Jesus loves Muslims. And I said, I got bad news too. He said, what's that? I said, you can't go to heaven being a Muslim. You got this woman again.
Amen.
I said,
buddy, right.
You can't go to heaven being a woman. You can't go to heaven being matter of fact, the Baptist or anything else. You got to be born again. I'm telling you, the foundation of God, that is sure the Lord knows. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep by their name.
Amen.
He called me by my name.
Lord.
My grandfather called me Horsefly.
Bless you.
I was 18 years old. He said, you worried me to death. I still remember him coming up the backyard and I had a fast blue ribbon in my hand. I slipped it behind my back and I saw him coming. I knew what he was coming for, James. He came up there and he said, Horsefly, I sure wish you'd get saved. And I'm sitting there passed my river bottle behind my back and I'm thinking, Papa Ed, I'm 18. Man, maybe when I'm 81. But now 18. And I saw, my grandfather had bad eyes. His glasses had probably an inch thick. I saw him holding them on tears, holding down his cheeks. I remember my grandfather pleading with me there in my backyard. Finally, he said, "Horse fire." He said, "You never change your mind." He said, "I don't give one eye of the babies." He said, "You come down and I'll curse you and miss you to Jesus."
Amen.
Well, the problem that was he died before I came down there. Now I'm in foolish and safe. I thought the only one that ever cared for my soul and his neighbor is the Lord. I'm glad to raise it up and Lord cared about me.
Amen.
He made sure that that seed got watered and he was able to give increase. I got saved. And even down here, even though Papa Ed had been dragged away this life and gone to be with the one he loved, up in heaven, the herald of heaven said, anyway, just got saved. And there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you got saved. The herald of heaven went out there and he said, so-and-so just got saved. Yeah. That heaven, it holds not angels. But Alice, it said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sin.
Right.
I believe my grandfather took a week and he split, kicked us some gold dust up there. He said, "Whew, I'll get to see him again." My friend and I found the cure.
Yeah.
The problem of sin cures Jesus. Pilate looked Jesus right straight in the face. And then he turned to the poles like we do today. And he said, "What shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ?" You're going to do something with him. He's either going to be your Savior, or he's going to be your judge. But you're not going to be able to do what Herod's wife said. Have nothing to do with that just man. That's mission impossible. Either here or there, Brother James, we're going to have something to do with him. I found the cure. If you have not, tonight, if you're now on a stormy night like tonight, we sang almost every song about going home, about heaven. Jesus said, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul forever? What would a man give in exchange for his soul?" I'll tell you what you'll give. You'll give it all. You'll pay every dime you got. Have one more bread. The man, the doctor, working on him. He said, "Doctor, I've got plenty of money." He said, "If you can keep me alive, I'll make you wealthy." He said, "Buddy, I'm not God. I'm not in God's stead. You need to pray to God." That's what you need to do tonight. If you've not found the cure, if you still got the terminal illness, sin, it will run its course. Boy, we hope in some way tonight, maybe one word might have been fitly spoken, might somehow, Lord, register in the heart of someone tonight. Lord, we know, dear Father, that of ourselves we can do nothing. You told us in John 15, you said without you we could do nothing. Lord, we do what we can, ask you to bless our efforts. And I pray, dear Father God, tonight that the Word of God find good ground. I pray whether young or old, I pray, dear Father God, tonight that they would see themselves in the mirror of God, either saved or lost. Whatever you do in this invitation, may you be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to let these guys conduct this invitation. I'm a visitor. Thank you for having me up. Been a blessing. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. You're going to have to do something with this Jesus for you. Time's running out. I don't care what the world's doing. It's going to be a personal thing. You're not going to be able to cry to mom or daddy. There's only one. I'm telling you what. It's Jesus. If you can just get to Jesus, you can get that cure.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, if sin runs its course, you'll find yourself lost, without God, without hope, going to hell.
Amen.
Sure will. Come on up here, brother.
Well, yes.
Well, honey,